Hi, I'm Tanya Sleiman. I'm the producer and director and the writer of the film 95 Lives. It's a documentary about Helen Levitt, a filmmaker and photographer who was born in New York in 1913. She died in 2009, and I was lucky to meet her a few months before she died. I'm in this studio with audio engineer, composer, and musician Thorbjörn Kolbjörnsson. And I'm almost pronouncing his name correctly, but by the time the film is finished, I will be pronouncing it correctly. Helen Levitt loved to dance. She loved Lindy Hop. It needs the kind of rhythm and timing that she also had in her photography. But what was more freeing, perhaps, in the Lindy Hop dance scene is that there were rules of the game that allowed you to dance with complete strangers. And when she took her street photography, she would capture images of complete strangers that she could find the most hilarious moment or the touching, sad gesture in a small encounter on the street that otherwise would be overlooked. It was in New York in the 90s that I first discovered live dancing on the Upper West Side in Lincoln's Jazz Center. It was so fun in the hot July days, everyone dripping in sweat. It's very humid and hot, and the streets smell like garbage, burnt peanuts, old taxi ride receipts, and the thumping beat of the Lindy Hop and swing era. When I was living in New York, I would never imagine that one day I'd be going back trying to find out where Helen Levitt was and where I was, and the place I worked happened to have been two streets away from her apartment. But it wasn't my destiny to intersect with her until I had moved back to California. One thing I thought was really fun about Helen Levitt was that she had a great sense of humor. She liked to dance with her vacuum cleaner when she was older and couldn't go out of her apartment as easy. But when she was in her prime, a young woman in New York, she would go to the Savoy in Harlem and she would do Lindy Hop dance for the thrill of it, not to take pictures, just to dance. I really wanted to evoke the magic and the fun of being in Harlem in 1943, when you might hear Ella Fitzgerald, or you might dance the Lindy Hop. How was I going to tell that in my story when there wasn't archival footage that I really was able to access that showed Helen Levitt in her prime? There's nobody who went in there and filmed Helen Levitt dancing. I hired Roger Glenn, bandleader and composer and marimba player extraordinaire, to help me bring live music to a reenactment scene of Lindy Hop that I was so excited to make. He brought together a quintet that was Calvin Keyes on guitar, Leon Joyce Jr. on drums, Harley White Sr. on bass, and Glenn Pearson on piano, and Roger himself composed an original piece called Lindy's Hop, which he played on vibraphone. What is Lindy Hop swing music? Well, there's a tension between a triple and a four on the floor. And in the balance, we get the top rhythm, six, eight. So we have this like of the blues that gets livened up faster. One, two, three, four, and one, two, triple step, one, two, triple step, one, two, triple bop, 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 bop. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da- I personally don't really like brass. So I decided I was not going to have Roger Glenn bring any brass into our studio. And he agreed, since we really wanted to have the dancers be the focus. One, two, three, four, five, six. There's a tension, though, between the male and the female, the lead and the follower. The one, two, three, four, and the one, two, triple step. One, two, triple step. And I think Helen Levitt really loved that there was a rule to the game, but the best dancers could break the rules and do whatever they wanted. One of the reasons I wanted to make a film about Helen Levitt is that her photography tells us about the poetry of the everyday. It tells us about the inner world of the child playing without supervision from adults. It tells us about the possibility of a shared culture when we leave our homes and we step out into the streets. The Midsummer Night's Swing of New York, for me, was exactly that space where you could dance with a complete stranger and never have to worry about exchanging information. The rules were set up. Come, have fun, get sweaty, and dance. I love the idea that there's poetry and humor and beauty all around us if we just stop to pay attention. So put down your phone, look around, have fun. What's the weather like today? Here in Reykjavik, it's snowing and it's windy. I was walking like a Buster Keaton commercial to get to the studio to my new friend, Thorbjörn. I hope you stay tuned. I'll be making another episode where Helen Levitt goes to Mexico and we'll see what she discovers there. Mm-hmm.